We had a question come up regarding Fortnite, this very, very, very popular game, and regarding this, dear Dr. Ray, I thought you might appreciate a teacher's perspective based on personal experience regarding, here we go, based on personal experience regarding the effect the game Fortnite is having on young students. I'm a fifth grade teacher. I work at an outstanding Catholic school in a strong diocese. We have good, strong Catholic families and kids in our parish. I stress this up front because of one of your callers recently who decided to get the game for her son. She called him a good boy. Based on the fact that other parents, whom she trusted and respected, allow their children to play it. I don't know much about this Fortnite game, but I do know it involves a very appealing group-type play, and there is a lot of shoot 'em up and kill. Okay. Dr. Ray, after Christmas break in our school, a problem began to surface. A number of teachers saw significant negative changes in classroom participation, homework completion, test scores, attentiveness in class, overall behavior, classmate interactions, and respect. In addition, some students were falling asleep frequently in class. They admitted it was because they were up very late playing the game Fortnite. By late, I'm talking about past midnight. Furthermore, sitting in their seats during class became very difficult. Suddenly, most of the boys wanted to stand during class. Was this because they were spending hours at home sitting while playing this video game instead of playing outside so that by the time they were at school they didn't want to sit anymore? And we'll stop right there. No, that would not be my guess for that reason. No, not the old, well, no, they got to get the energy off, and they get the energy off at home so that when they come to class they're ready to sit. Nope, 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 nope. Here's the one I think it was, and I think she does too. Or was it the association between sitting and the excitement of the game? Absolutely. The more these video games are part of a kid's life, I think there is a very clear relationship between the less interest they have, the less able they have to sit in a classroom and slow down and not get immediate stimulus feedback for what they're listening to. They have to pay attention. Sitting at a desk, this is her again, doing schoolwork has no endorphin high along with it. That's absolutely correct. There's all kinds of studies that are starting to link the idea that these games really, really have an impact on the natural pleasure senses of the brain. They are heavily stimulating, almost like a drug. And because of that, how does school compare? School is the slowest thing in their life. Next to, are you ready for this? Going to church. That's right. Church is solemn. It is quiet. It is prayerful. It is reverent. It does not have ongoing stimulus feedback to your brain. It's something that you have to place yourself into. And as a result, look around you at the teenagers in church. They look like they are barely there and barely conscious. Was it always this way? In all of Christian history, did 14-year-olds not want to go to Mass because it was slow-moving compared to the video games? The types of activities, again, back to her, and academic content appropriate for their age that they so enjoyed the first half of the school year, well, I don't know if they so enjoyed it, but they relatively more enjoyed it, was no longer interesting to them in the least. I need to say this was specific. Here's her key sentence. This was specific to the boys who were engaged in Fortnite. Now, that game exploded upon the scene. And it was viewed in a lot of ways by Catholic parents as not as bad as some of the other games. But it still had that video cocaine effect of Vitamed to the kids. It does. And the more they play this stuff, the more other intellectually forming pursuits, like academics and reading and listening for any length of time to the priest's homily, fades. It is a natural inverse relationship, people. And I think what happened was these kids, perhaps, before Christmas break, didn't have something they were this immersed in. Throughout Christmas break, they did. And they probably still did after they came back to school. Why? Because, relatively speaking, the parents saw no harm in it. It's not as bad as the other stuff. And this is a way we can compromise. We can find a compromise. That's what the experts would tell you, wouldn't it? Find common ground. Well, here's a teacher. It was a real and serious problem which necessitated the parent communication below. I checked with my principal to share this with you. You are welcome to share both my thoughts as well as her letter to the parents on air. Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to read this after we come back. I'll make it brief. I'll read it when we come back, and then I'll go to another e-person. But I think this is really one that is worth it. And again, it isn't just relevant to Fortnite. It can be relevant to any amount of technological video cocaine that we allow our children to engage in. Piggybacking on a previous e-person that I read regarding a call we got some time back about this new rage game, Fortnite. Big one. Kind of a compromise game from a lot of parents who otherwise are real ill at ease with some of the stuff that's out there polluting our kids' minds on video games. So this Fortnite game was, quote-unquote, said to be, you know, harmless kind of thing. No, well, not really. Military people will tell you anything that gets you used to killing in a very real video sense, can get you over that idea. Not necessarily that you're going to go out and kill people, but that natural human aversion to that kind of violence, the military will tell you they don't have to work anywhere near as hard with the recruits, getting them over that aversion. This is a letter from a principal at a Catholic school who noticed a phenomenon. The phenomenon was, after Christmas, which you assume a lot of the kids got the Fortnite game from their parents, there was a distinct drop, radical drop, in academic interest, in the boys' especially abilities to sit still in class, to pay attention, to be involved, homework completion, classroom interaction, participation. Principal sent this. It got so bad the principal sent this letter out to the parents. An expert in Fortnite, I am not. Hear about it? Oh, yes. As I have learned about the new game that is all the rage in many children's lives, three things struck me particularly. I can see why the kids are talking about it. The techie creators of the game are really skilled at what they do. Quote, draw players and hold them. It's surely an objective of those who make the games. That's exactly what they do. They're the best in the world at grabbing, especially adolescent boys, by the throat. And just getting them to have this game. They have kids talking about the game with great enthusiasm whenever they get a chance. The voice of the promoter for the game sounds like a 19-year-old girl with a very pleasant voice, who was quite articulate and excited about the game. The words rolled off her tongue so easily and had the sound of goodness, and implied a speaker with a good deal of intelligence. The content presented by her pleasant voice did not match the excited inflection from my worldview. She spoke articulately of, quote, a maze of death that will do the dirty work of killing for you, and, quote, you can craft hundreds of weapons, melees to heavy arsenals, of weapons. End quote. Principle goes on. Now, I don't want to condemn the game Lock, Stock, and Barrel. It appears to have little connection to porn. There you are. Here's the old relatively speaking thing, okay? It's the old, he's not on drugs. And the language, the inappropriate language, is more on the part of the users who comment online as they play. In other words, the inappropriate language comes from the boys. Killing and eliminating others are a constant in the game. By their fruit, you will know them. If you have stuck with me this far, you may be interested in the fruit of the game in our school. Let me list them in the order of priority as I see them. Tired kids. More than just a few at many grade levels admit playing well into the night. Spirit of deception. Kids report it is easy to sneak into their room so they can play at night. Exclusion. In the game, you can resurrect friends who have been eliminated. Some kids never get resurrected. Some kids get stalked in the game and killed frequently and then see the bullet above. Buzz. When you play this game a few times, you get better at it, and you are congratulated by the nice woman and lots of points and whatever else they use to create a screen high. It gives the human spirit a real buzz. How do your chores measure up to that? Homework. The science of the effect of screen use is coming in, and it is looking like a tough pill to swallow. Okay, she goes on to say, first, if your child hasn't started it, wait until at least summer hits to let them begin if you think it's a good thing for them. Secondly, set boundaries for use of the game. Some of our kids are proving on a daily basis they don't have the intellectual gray matter, strength of will, and discretion to use the game well on her own. This goes on. She says this. I'd like to close with a line from Fortnite, which I find interesting that they use in a fantasy game. I find it in reality through my Catholic faith. Quote, build the ultimate fort and use it to withstand all the bad things the storm will throw at you. Lord, we need you, bless us, and help us discern. This is really powerful. I'm probably going to put this on my Facebook page. This is something I could see a lot of people wanting to share.